Take your Bibles now and open them to Psalm 119. Psalm 119 and verse 81. Psalm 119, verse 81. Babasahin natin yung Salmo, chapter 119 and verse number 81. The Bible says, "My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hoped in thy word. My soul fainted, but I hoped in thy word." Kung tagalugin natin ito, ang sabi ng Bible, ang aking kaluluwa ay nanlulupay pa rin para sa iyong pagliligtas. Ngunit ako'y umaasa sa iyong salita. Nanlulupay pa. Fainted, nanlulupay-pay. Ito ay ang pang-unsing bahagi ng awit 119. Ito yung kaf. If you look at the top letter on verse 81, it says kaf. Kaf. And this is the 11th section of Psalm 119. And what we'll see here is that David's enemy brought him to the brink of despair. And this would be basically the lowest point in his life, or the lowest point of any of the Psalm 119 section. And so he says, "My soul fainteth for thy salvation." He's praying for God to deliver him. Binala ng kalaban ni David sa kasukdulan ng hirap si David. Ito ay maaaring sabihin na pinakamababang kalagayan ng kahirapan at kapighatian o ng kalungkutan. This is the lowest point in his life. He would be overwhelmed by sorrow, overwhelmed by difficulties and troubles. This would be like the midnight song section of the song. Ito yung hating gabi ng awit 119, the midnight of Psalm 119. So dark the experiences that we will read here. Napakadilim, napakaitim itong section. It's the blackest section. Napakaitim. Pag ganito kadilim ang langit, tiyak na makikita rin natin, no? Ang mga maliliwanag na bituin. At ang pinakahuling versikulo, verse dito sa pinag-aaralan natin, ay nagtuturo sa madaling araw ng kaluluwa. In verse, let's see here, in verse number 88, "Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth." The midnight psalm one night of Psalm 119 is this section. But you know, at midnight, when you look up in the skies, it's very dark. It's very, very difficult to see. But when you look up, and if the skies are clear, what do you see at midnight? The stars. And the beautiful moon, if there's a moon, you know, but mostly the stars. And so, this is the message that I want to bring to you this afternoon. The stars that come out in the midnight of life. The stars that come out in the midnight of life. When ang mga maliliwanag na bituin sa hating gabi ng buhay. First of all, we will see the psalmist's condition. The psalmist's condition. What was his condition like? Ano yung una, bibigyan natin pansin ang kanyang kalagayan, yung kalagayan itong si David. And look at verse number 81. Verse number 81. "My soul fainteth for thy salvation." Ang aking kaluluwa ay nanlulupay-pay. Medyo siya ay nabigo siya. Humihiling siya ng tulong sa Diyos, pero siya ay nabigo. He's anticipating help, but he cannot find help. he was failing for the help that he was looking for. Look at verse number 82, the first part of 82. Mine eyes fail for thy word. Oh, nagdidilim daw ang kanyang mga mata. His eyes, mata. It fails, nagdidilim. So, mula sa paghihintay, hintay siya ng hintay. He's waiting and waiting for deliverance. But there's no help in sight, and so his eyes fail. Look at the second part of verse 82. When wilt thou comfort me? Kailan mo ako aaliwin? Pagka aantala niya sa pagkuha ng tulong o ikabubuti sa kanya, siya ay naghintay. And so he's asking, he's saying, God, when are you going to comfort me? When will you answer my prayer? I've been waiting and waiting, and now my eyes are dim, and my soul fainteth, and I'm waiting for God. Have you ever been there before, waiting for God's answers? Para siyang isang bote na nasa usok. Ito ay isang hakahakang pananalita ito. Medyo malabo yung verse 83, pero meron palang ibig sabihin ito, no? If you look at verse 83, this is a figure of speech. You know, we don't really use this figure of speech today, and it may not make sense, but here it says, for I am become like a bottle in the smoke. A bottle in the smoke. We don't put bottles in smoke anymore today. Now, back in the Bible times, when they were done using a bottle of leather, yung bote nila, balat pala yun ng hayop, when they were done, it's no longer useful. What they do is they just hang it up. And they usually hang it up where all the smoke comes up and everything, like a chimney, and it dries it out. And it becomes brittle, and it becomes hard, and it shatters, and breaks, and crumbles. Ganun pala ang bote, no? Nung panahon ng Bible, ang ibig sabihin ay na nangungulubot na siya sa buhay. Hihintay siya ng tulong, pero walang tulong na dumarating sa kanya. Nangungulubot na siya sa buhay. He's waiting and waiting, and now all his joy is dried up. All his hope is dried up like a bottle in the smoke. What a saying. Look at verse 84. How many are the days of thy servant? Gaano karami ang araw ng iyong lingkod? Gaano karami ang araw ng iyong lingkod? How many days do I have left? And we're brought to the point that we're not going to live here forever on earth. We don't have time to waste here on earth doing whatever we want to do. We ought to do what God wants us to do. But our life is very, very short if you compare it to eternity. Let's look at Job chapter 7. Tingnan natin yung Job chapter 7. Gaano karami ang araw ng iyong lingkod? Ang ibig sabihin, maiksi talaga ang panahon natin. Maiksi ang buhay natin. Job chapter 7, verse number 6. The Bible says, my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and are spent without hope. That's how short our life is. It's like a weaver's shuttle. And before you know it, it's gone. And it needs to be replaced. Look at Psalm 39. Psalm 39. Maiksi talaga ang buhay natin, no? Ganyan pala kaiksi ang buhay natin. Bigla na lang wala ito. Look at Psalm 39, verse number 5. Psalm 39, verse number 5. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and my age is as nothing before thee. For every man at his best state is altogether vanity. At his best, man's days are vanity. So you may think that you have all this time to live, but when you think about it, it's a moment notice. You could be here today and gone today.
Ganyan po kaisi ang buhay natin, no? And so bigyan natin pansin itong kalagayan ng psalm na ito.
And so we notice that this is the midnight hour of Psalm 119, the lowest point he's brought to the brink of his life. Number two, bigyan natin pansin ang kumukutya sa kanya. Now, if that's not enough, that life happens to you and sufferings come and troubles come, there are enemies that come along. Enemies that come along to destroy you. Look at verse number 84.
Kung hindi pa sapat na yung buhay natin ay talagang puspus ng problema, dumarating pa rin. Darating pa rin ang mga kaaway, mga kalaban sa kaluluwa natin.
Look at verse number 84. When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me?
Ha? Sila na umuusig sa kanya. Yung umuusig sa atin, kailan mo parurusahan sila, Panginoon? Pagsusukab, karahasan, yun ang mga ginagawa ng mga kalaban natin.
Our enemies, they persecute us. Why? We do right and we still get persecuted. That's how life is. Look at verse 85. Verse number 85. The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law.
Ang mapagmataas ay gumagawa ng hukay na patibong.
Why would they dig pits for me? They're trying to catch you. They're trying to destroy you. So, enemies come, don't they? It's not enough that life just happens and there's trouble and everything. Enemies come. You got to watch out for the great enemy of our soul. Who's the enemy of our soul? The devil. And he comes that way to catch us. Let's see.
Ginagawa nila itong hukay para huliin siya, to capture him, to ensnare him.
Many Christians are ensnared.
Maraming mga Kristiyano, ensnared sila, nahuli sila sa patibong ng demonyo. Yung buhay nila ay nahukay na pala ng demonyo, tapos nahulog sila doon, right?
And so the devil's design is to dig pits and capture you so that you can't be useful for God. Look at verse 86. Verse 86. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Wrongfully.
Inuusig nila ako ng kasinungalingan at walang dahilan. Maling-mali sila. Wrong, mali. Wrong, mali.
And so, it's not that they're speaking the truth against us, and they ought not to. If we get persecuted, we ought to get persecuted for doing right, not for doing wrong. And we should live in a manner that doesn't allow them to justify their persecution.
Yung pag-uusig nila sa atin, dapat kasinungalingan po, ha? Huwag tayong mabuhay na sinungaling tayo, na hindi tayo sa katotohanan, ganyan. Dapat walang katotohanan ang pag-uusig nila sa atin. At kung tayo ay makakaranas ng pagsusukab o ng karahasan nila, dapat sila ang nasa mali, hindi tayo.
If anyone persecutes us, they ought to be on the wrong, we ought to be on the right. And so we must be careful with these things. Look at verse number 87. Verse 87. They had almost consumed me upon earth. They had almost consumed me upon earth.
Nabinggit na sa kamatayan. Halos winasak na nila ang buhay ko, sabi nitong si David.
This is terrible. He said, they had almost consumed me. the devil, for example, if we just use the devil as an example, if we don't fight the devil, he will consume us. He will destroy us. And almost consumed. I think a lot of Christians can say, I'm almost consumed. Almost consumed. That's not a good thing to be. That's not a good thing to have. And yet, here's the experience of David. So we see David's condition, and we see David's enemies. This is the midnight hours of this Christian's experience. Third, we look at the help that comes from God. These shining lights, as it were, the bright stars at the midnight hour that God brings along to help us. And it's no wonder that it's in Psalm 119, because the help that comes from God, guess where it will come from? It will come from the Word of God. Psalm 119. Look at verse 81. Yung tulong, bigyan natin, yung pangatlong point, no? Bigyan natin pansin, ang tulong na galing sa salita ng Diyos. Yan ang mga bituin sa ating gabi ng buhay na maliliwanag, na nagbibigay sa atin ng pag-asa, tulong, biyaya na galing sa Panginoon Diyos sa oras ng kapighatian natin na kailangan talaga natin ng tulong ng Diyos. Tingnan natin ang verse 81. Look at verse 81. But I hope in thy word. Ako ay umaasa sa iyong salita. Do you hope in God's word? I wonder what you hope on. A lot of people, they hope in their jobs to sustain them. A lot of people hope in their health to support them, to sustain them. But we ought to hope in the Word of God. The hope comes from the Word. There's a relationship between hope and the Word. The more you're in the Word, the more hopeful you will be. Pag palagi kang nasa salita ng Diyos, dagdagan mo ang salita ng Diyos, dadagdagan mo rin ang iyong pag-asa sa buhay. Yung ibang tao, yung pag-asa nila, yung trabaho nila, yan ang pag-asa nila, sabi nila. Yung pag-asa nila, yung eskwela, pinag-aralan ko, pinagsikapan ko, ganyan, matalino ko, yung pag-asa nila sa sarili nila. Pero tayo, bilang Kristiyano, ang pag-asa natin ay nasa salita ng Diyos lamang. We only hope in the Word of God. We don't look to anyone else or anything else, certainly not ourselves. We look to the Word of God. Look at verse 83. Verse 83. Yet do I not forget thy statutes. Yet do I not forget thy statutes. Hindi ko nalilimutan ang iyong mga atas. We don't forget God's statutes. Now, there's a temptation every time when trouble comes to forget God's statutes. That's one of the temptations that come, is to draw our minds away from the promises of God. And so if you want to be victorious against sin, don't forget the statutes of God. Kung gusto mo na ikaw ay maging malakas sa pananampalataya, huwag mong kalimutan ang mga salita ng Diyos. Lahat po ng mga problema na dumarating sa atin, lahat ng mga binibigay sa atin ng demonyo para magwagi siya sa buhay natin, isa sa mga temptations na binibigay niya sa atin ay nais niya na makalimutan natin ang salita ng Diyos. Makalimutan natin ang salita ng Diyos. So, napaka-importante na pag nasa gitna tayo ng problema, huwag na huwag natin kalimutan ang salita ng Diyos. Look at verse number 86. Verse number 86. Let's see here. All thy commandments are faithful. All thy commandments are faithful. Lahat ng iyong mga utos ay tapat. Faithful, tapat. Lahat all ng iyong mga utos, all of thy commandments, ay tapat, or they are faithful. God's word will never fail. God's word will never lie. God's word is always true. And if you try to live the word of God, you'll know that God's word is always true. But if you try to disobey, you'll know that God's word is always true also. So, lahat po tayo dapat pansinin natin ang mga utos ng Panginoon ay tapat. Ito ay nagpapaprotekta sa atin. At kung susunod tayo sa utos ng Panginoon, mapapatunayan natin sa ating buhay na siya ay tapat. Na tapat. God is faithful. The problem is, we're not faithful. We're not faithful. We can be many things, and faithfulness is the one thing that God requires of us. But if you're not faithful, God cannot use you. Faithfulness is what God's looking for. When you read the Word of God, His Word is faithful, and guess what it will produce in you? If you stay with the Word of God, God's Word is faithful, and if you keep reading it, you will learn to become faithful. Yung palang mga salita ng Diyos ay tapat. Kaya, kung gusto mong matutong maging tapat, basahin mo ang salita ng Diyos. Huwag mong kalimutan ang salita ng Diyos. Umasa ka sa salita ng Diyos. Yung kanyang mga salita ay tapat. Kaya, matutunan mo ang katapatan kapag natutunan mo ang salita ng Diyos. Verse number 87. These stars that are bright in the heavens, they come out in the midnight of life. Verse number 87. They had almost consumed me, but I forsook not thy precepts. Hindi ko pinabayaan ang mga tuntunin mo. The precepts of God, you don't forsake the things of God. Again, when temptation and troubles come, the temptation for us is to forsake the precepts of God. Pero, kailangan pala na hindi natin pababayaan ang mga tuntunin ng Panginoon. You better learn never to forsake the precepts of God. There's never a right time to forsake God's Word. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter who it is. You cannot forsake the Word of God. No matter how old you are, whether you're young, whether you're old, the Word of God should never be forsaken. And you will see the blessings of God from that. Verse number 88. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Ang sabi niya, buhayin mo ako ayon sa iyong kagandahang loob. Loving kindness. Kagandahang loob. At aking iingatan ang mga patotoo ng iyong bibig. Ang pasasalamat ay makikita sa pagiging masunurin. You will see thankfulness by obedience. Thankfulness is shown by obedience. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep thy testimony of thy mouth. Huwag mong sabihin na malaki ang pasasalamat mo sa Panginoon pero hindi ka sumusunod sa Panginoon. Hindi po yan ang testimony ng Bible. You keep the testimonies of God because He quickens you after His loving kindness. And as a result, you're thankful and your thankfulness is shown in obedience. Get it? Your thankfulness is seen in obedience. If you're not obedient, one thing you're not thankful. So, you want to be a thankful person, be obedient. Because your obedience shows your thankfulness. Buhayin mo ako ayon sa iyong kagandahang loob. And the fourth thing that we see in this psalm, and I want you to pay attention to this, the fourth thing is the prayer in Psalm 119, verse 86. Psalm 119, verse 86. Look at that prayer. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. That's the prayer. Help thou me.
Katulad din po yan ng prayer ng pinag-aralan natin kaninang umaga.
It's amazing how this was the same prayer this morning by the Canaanite woman who came to the Lord. Lord, help me. Short prayer, isn't it?
Help is the first request. Tulong. Maiksi ang panalangin nito, pero malakas ang damdamin at ang kapangyarihan nito.
It's not the length of a prayer that matters, but it's the strength of a prayer that matters. Not the length, but the strength. Help thou me is a short prayer, but it means so much. He looks to God for answers to prayer.
Ikaw ang dakilang Diyos at Panginoon. Ikaw, tulungan po ninyo ako, Panginoon. Tulungan mo ako.
And God hears and answers prayer. Look at Psalm 138. Psalm 138 and verse number 3.
Gustong-gusto makinig ng Panginoon ang mga pananalangin ng kanyang mga anak.
Look at Psalm 138, verse number 3. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. God answers prayers.
Ganyan pala ang kabutihan ng Panginoon. Kung humiling tayo ng tulong sa Kanya, bibigyan niya tayo ng tulong. Humingi tayo ng kalakasan sa Kanya, bibigyan niya tayo ng kalakasan.
Now, God answers three ways. Sometimes, God answers immediately, quickly, fast. Look at Isaiah 65. Isaiah chapter 65 and verse number 24. Isaiah 65 and verse number 24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear.
So, sometimes, madali at kaagad ang sagot ng Panginoon sa ating mga panalangin.
So, God answers before we even pray, before we even call. That's fast. That's immediate. Then sometimes, God delays His answers. God delays His answers. Look at Luke chapter number 18. Luke chapter 18 and verse number 7. Luke chapter 18 and verse number 7. And shall not God avenge His own elect, which cry day and night unto Him, though He bear long with them? And so here, God's people cry and pray day and night, and yet they still didn't get the answer from God. So God sometimes answers immediately, sometimes He delays His answers. Sometimes kaagad, madali ang sagot ng Panginoon. Paminsan-minsan, antala ang kanyang sagot. May antala, no? Pero paminsan, ang sagot ng Diyos ay iba rin. And sometimes, when God answers prayer, He answers differently than what we ask. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse 8 and 9. Paminsan-minsan, pag sumagot ng Panginoon, iba ang sagot ng Panginoon sa hiling natin, sa panalangin natin. O, tayo ay magre-request tayo sa Panginoon. Pag sumagot siya, iba ang sagot niya sa request natin. Right? So God sometimes answers immediately. Sometimes God delays His answers. And sometimes when God answers, He answers differently. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And He said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, then that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So sometimes God answers differently. God answers immediately sometimes. God delays His answer sometimes. God answers differently sometimes. And there are times when God answers prayers, He answers exceedingly. Exceedingly. Look at Jeremiah 33 and verse number 3. That's one of my favorite verses. Jeremiah 33 and verse number 3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Call unto me, God says, and He will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 20. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 20. Oh, I'm glad I know how to pray, because sometimes when God answers prayer, He answers exceedingly. Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 20. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. This is the God answering our prayers. This is how God answers our prayers. Sometimes He answers immediately. Sometimes He delays. Sometimes He answers differently. But when He answers exceedingly. Oh, I like that. Let us hope in God. Help thou me, Lord, ought to be our prayer. We are His children, and so we can go to God in prayer. In the midnight of life, we can see these bright stars that God brings to us through His Word. Sa ating gabi ng buhay, ay makikita natin ang mga maliliwanag na bituin ng Panginoon. At ito ay ang Kanyang mga salita. The stars represents God's Word. Maaari tayong lumapit sa Panginoon at meron tayong lakas ng loob o pananalig o pagtitiwala na ang Panginoon ay Siyang magbibigay sa atin ng tulong. We can go to Jesus, go to God, and know with confidence that God will answer prayer because He loves to hear us pray. And God's the one who brings power and grace when He answers our prayer. Sa pamamagitan ng kapangyarihan ng Diyos, yung mga kahirapan na nararanasan natin na dapat maging dahilan kung bakit mawalan tayo ng pag-asa, ay Siya mismo ay maging dahilan na lalo pa tayong lumapit sa Panginoon. Afflictions come, and those afflictions that come our way, they should have driven us away from God. But by the grace of God and the power of God and through His Word, those things that should have driven us away from God are the very things that draw us closer to God. And then you see, not the midnight hour, but the dawning of a new day. Look at verse number 87. Psalm 119, verse 87. They had almost consumed me upon the earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. And there you have the dawn of a new day. Having gone through adversity, now you come into the blessing of God. And no longer seeing the midnight hour, but now you see the dawning of a new day. Ito na yung magiging madaling araw ng ating kaluluwa. And then from here on, the rest of Psalm 119 will be a victorious and bright help for us as we journey through life. Psalm 119, my soul fainteth, verse 81, my soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Makikita natin dito. So Psalm 119, verse 81, ang aking kaluluwa ay nanlulupaypay para sa iyong mga pagliligtas, ngunit ako'y umaasa sa iyong salita. Oh my, we have a lot to learn about God's Word and how God's Word helps us. Again, God's Word is God's words are the brightest stars in the midnight hour of life. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you for your love for us. We thank you for the hope that we have in your word. We thank you, Lord, that you teach us how to pray, and you teach us what to anticipate for as we pray. And Lord, we certainly ask that you would quicken us according to your loving kindness. Lord, so that we would be able to be a testimony to the power of your word. And Lord, we ask that you would bless us and that we can live for you. Lord, even in the midnight hours of life, we trust in your holy word as those stars that shine the brightest. And we need that power and we need that grace. And we ask for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.